This is mediocre actor Robert De Niro.
Do I need
when I'm
to
not
be
masturbating in the shower to superior actor Al Pacino, I'm listening to Jonah Radio.
Hoo-ah! It's gonna be that kind of party. I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Neil,
out here, just a little bit
sweet,
get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hang on with your friends.
Struck ground for it.
Valedixon.
I don't understand. It's just punk.
In defense of Coldplay.
Hey, bud. Good party.
What do we know about partying or anything else?
Oh, we don't know about anything else. Nobody knows anything at this point. It is Thursday morning. And so if this seems out of place when you listen to it on Friday or whenever you listen to the show, we're sorry. My name is Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it. Cash Hartzell is here.
Hi, everybody. It's Cash Hartzell is here.
Neil Mahoney is here.
I sure am. Back in Los Angeles.
And our guest is here. Our guest is, Neil, no one cares about your sleeves.
You don't need to roll up your sleeves.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, he left again.
All right, that's number one. That's the first time Neil's now walked away. And he was the one texting us the other day. It's like, we got to let people know about the chat room during the Zoom call. So we can chat. And I wanted to respond with, but you walk away anytime there's a song playing or someone else is talking.
Well, you have to remember that Neil's apartment is always on fire. So he's got to go out there and check on it. It's really a fire danger these days, but it is a commitment he's made. He didn't hear any of that because he walked away. Let's get to our guest.
I was just about to do that.
I don't care what you were just about to do. We should get to our guest.
Yeah,
please. Can you please just let me talk now?
Shut the fuck up, Dave Schilling.
Nobody said you could come in. Sorry.
I'm going to get to the guest if you just let me get to our guest.
I was just saying that you need to get to the guest, so I think we're agreeing here.
No. Cash, listen. Let's take a vote.
Okay.
I'm for going to get the guest.
Do I get a vote?
No, of course not.
No, you're not in yet.
All right, sorry.
And I think Neil should abstain because he wasn't here for most of this argument.
Okay, well, so we have two votes.
What we're all learning this week is no votes matter. So.
I'm going to count them eventually. So I'm for introducing the guest. Cash is in for introducing the guest. That's one, two. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's the majority.
I think I actually need to observe you counting. So if you could hold up those fingers, that would be great.
Yeah. Okay. One. Our guest today is Dave Schilling.
All right.
Hey guys.
How's it going, Dave? Very funny man. Very great writer, Dave Schilling.
Am I the president now, or am I just a guest on this chaotic podcast?
Everybody's the president. Didn't you see Neil doing that visual bit with the hypnotizing thing?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's
that
a good idea. I'd say since it's your first time on the show. See if you can hide Neil's video. It'll just make it easier.
Let's see
for you.
A gallery view. No Neil view. That must be a new function on Zoom. That's
No, it's just on these calls.
It's crazy. What's crazy is the amount of demand there was for it.
For anybody listening to this on a podcast platform, Neil's doing some crazy shit. That's all I could say. Like, I can't describe it. He's wearing a fun hat.
He was wearing a mask when we popped on.
Fun hat. I'm masturbating like that guy from The New Yorker.
Just won't stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just rubbing his tip all over the camera. It's crazy. This is like snail trail. It's so sick.
Yeah, we keep on telling Neil that Zoom doesn't have 3D yet, but he's still...
I've got 3Ds.
What's that goo?
What?
I've got 3Ds?
I've got 3Ds?
These nuts?
Yeah.
I like how Dave was able to finish the joke that Neil's favorite joke that he's never able to land. The D's nuts joke.
What are you talking about?
You just said three dicks.
Well, when you and I first did open mics, I had a joke about calling my privates Big Jim and the Twins. And it was because I had two dicks and one giant ball.
Mm-hmm. But like there's a history of this show. There's a history of the show where we know you love the D's nuts joke, and this is now I think the fourth time where someone else has picked up the slack for you.
That's what I'm here for, baby. That's where they got me.
Thank you,
Dave. We brought you in.
Carrying this show on my back.
You know, I thought it was weird to bring in Neil's. I thought it was weird to bring in Neil's replacement on an episode with Neil, but I think it's going to be a good transitional.
It's going to be a couple months where it's awkward.
Yeah.
And my guy's coming in, and he's got his guys, and a lame duck guest is never a good. There's a lot of confusion.
Neil's been the first guest for a long time.
Yeah, he's no telling how he's going to tear down the institutions.
Episodes.
Dave, welcome to the show. We don't know who the president is, so let's not dwell on that, right?
Nothing to say about that. I'm sure by Friday we'll know nothing. So there's that.
Yeah. What's making me feel better about it is watching weird vaporwave videos on YouTube.
Oh yeah, Racer Trash.
I just found out about. That's our friends that do that.
Yeah.
But like just like YouTube videos where it's just like vaporwave and then just like a moving image of like Bart as RoboCop or something like that.
And that to you is relaxing?
It's just because it's nice and backgroundy and something kind of going on. And it's like, you know, no lyrics to send me down a existential crisis.
I just close my eyes. You know, if I see nothing, then I can focus on nothing. It's great. I just
ridiculous. That's why I can't go to bed at night. It's because
perpetual sleep.
Perpetual sleep. Sleep yeah. Eternal.
That was the name of my hardcore band in high school. I played bass. It was awesome.
Yeah. Dave, you're a very funny man and you like music, and so it's about time you were on this show, I believe.
I agree. I think you asked me to do it four times.
I assume
today I'm not gonna be doing it today. That's fine, I'll go back to sleep. So I take off all my clothes but my underwear. I curl up in bed next to my girlfriend and I'm like, all right, well, wake me up at 2:30, and then I check my email and there it is. I'm actually doing this podcast. Fuck.
Perfect.
I thought I was off the hook again, but here I am.
And no, you got it.
About it. No, I'm happy. This is exciting. I love music. Maybe not as much as you, Jonah, but I am a fan of people playing instruments and then recording it and releasing it into the world. So
me too.
Exciting. Yeah.
Me too. So we're gonna be hanging out with Dave Schilling. We're going to talk about some music news. We're even gonna talk about. Tops down. Wait, what was? What are we calling it?
Top down rockers. What was that?
Top Dave, down jam downs.
Yeah, Dave. Neil rented a. What was it? It was a Mustang convertible last week.
Top down jams. Top
so
down jams.
Wait. So you said this segment is called face down ass up?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way we liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can curse, Neil.
Well, I rented the cheapest car I could get out of the Boston Logan Airport Enterprise place. And then I found out upon arrival that they needed to move convertibles south for the winter. So they gave me a 2020 Mustang, 400 horsepower power fucking muscle car.
Ah, the migration of the convertibles. Oh, it's like the swans in Capistrano, huh?
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I was cruising for the last 2 weeks.
And so we're going to later at the end of the episode, we're going to talk about our favorite top down jams, the jams that are perfect for riding around in a convertible. We had some of our listeners submit some stuff. But to get the show started, we are going to play a song that was one of our original submissions when we first started this thing 8 years ago. 8 years ago, we started this fucking show. And one of the first submissions was The Good Graces. And this is a song that I've gone back to just because it's making me feel better. It's just nice. It came out in 2012 on an EP, The Good Graces. It's a song called Summer of 93. And we're going to have more Dave Schilling and show when we get back off the Wildcat Creek EP. Here is Summer of 93 by The Good Graces.
I want to move out to the west coast, so far away from all of our ghosts. I want to make love in the desert and feel our bodies move in concert. 'Cause I've been wasting so much of my life. They say the grass is never greener. If nothing else, at least it's cleaner. We'll start a band just like that summer. You'll play the bass, I'll be the drummer. Jobs, but that won't matter. We'll find a way if we're together. I'll wear my boots, we'll go out drinking. Make bad decisions without thinking. Cause I've been wasting so much of my life. This plane is boarding, here's your warning. Hey na 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 na. Hey na 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 na. Hey na 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 na.
I want to hold your hand. This is Fifth Beatle, Pete Best, and you're listening to Jonah Radio. Hoo-ah!
All right. Okay, thank you so much. That was, of course, our good friend Pete Best, the Fifth Beatle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sound a lot like Robert De Niro. And all, from the first, you know what? I'm not going to look too much into it.
I think Tom Waits is sending in more submissions, frankly.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, he's just like, I did my Tom Waits one. Now let's do everything else.
I thought that was Al Pacino from Scent of a Woman.
It started to turn into Scent of a Woman. It started with Robert De Niro in the first promo, the station ID. And then it ended up when he compliments Al Pacino. And then now it's starting to just sound like Al Pacino, but from the version of the Robert De Niro. But he's saying he's Pete Best.
What if it's actually Al Pacino and he just can't do impressions?
Oh, yeah.
Always been my downfall.
Yeah. Dave, this is the time of the show that we delve into current events that don't make us sad, and a segment that Cash says this about.
A music news.
That's right. Oh, buddy boy, it is time for music news, where we talk about what do we talk about, Cash?
Music news.
Oh, that's right, we do. Do talk about music news.
I just realized I have a volume button. I don't need to like move the mic away when I yell that. I could just like turn it down. But I think everybody appreciates it.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, did we talk about this last week? Did we talk about David Hasselhoff and the band, the metal duo Q-Stack?
We did not.
Okay, so David Hasselhoff, singer, actor. Has collaborated with this metal duo called Q-Stack. And now they are doing a Kickstarter to help finish the music video and the making of documentary. And they needed $7,042, and they are up at $18,376 with 25 days to go on this thing.
Wow. Somebody's retiring.
So David Hasselhoff doesn't have $7,000 in pocket change to put in. Yeah. This?
You don't want to, you can't fund your own stuff. You gotta.
Yeah. You can't put your own money into a thing unless you're, you know, Donald Trump or something. And yeah, then you exactly. can fund your own campaign and then steal all the money.
Yeah. You just got to steal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just funnel that money out from cancer kids. And
look at this guy.
So here he is. Let's just watch a little bit of this.
I'm
David Hasselhoff, and I have a new single called Through the Night with Cusack.
Yes. We actually recorded a metal song with David Hasselhoff called
Through the Night.
Oh man, he's got the Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirt on.
Yes. They're very self-aware with that. So it's like, he's like, yes, we did it. The thing everyone's been waiting for.
Do you guys know Shang Wang, right? You've all met Shang Wang.
Great comedian Shang Wang.
Somebody ran a thread earlier this week. Is like, what's one joke that is immediately tied to whoever you saw do it? And Shang Wang's opener used to be right after he got introduced, was he walk out and go, surprise, Shang Wang is Chinese. Great joke. But I feel like the band could have done that with this. It's just their first line of this is, surprise, we are German.
Yeah. Let's listen to some more of this.
And also shot a cinematic music video and making of documentary surrounding this insane project.
It's all over the news cinematic today. Yeah, David Hasselhoff. But it's good because it's the truth.
So if you love the Hoff rock and
that seems like a guy, David Hasselhoff, like that seems like kind of a dog whistle of like a guy that's called stuff fake news. It's like, it's all over the news, Hasselhoff doing a metal album, but it's good because it's the truth, you know? It's like he's saying, like, you know, unlike other things that are reported.
Yeah, there are deniers out there.
Yeah, exactly.
The music, you simply have to become an important part of this project today by joining our Kickstarter campaign.
See the whole thing and see what happens.
Yeah. So why crowdfunding? To be completely honest, the project...
Oh, Jesus, they couldn't get Hasselhoff to stick around for the crowdfunding talk.
Or agency, yeah. Since we didn't want to sacrifice any...
They couldn't get cheeseburger enthusiasts.
No. This actually had to be a new metal song, since we know that a lot of people are waiting to see the Hoff's heavy side.
Is that right?
No one's waiting for this.
Not a single person.
What are you talking about? They doubled their Kickstarter goal. Apparently, 392 people are.
I keep doom scrolling on my Twitter to find out when this song will come out. I'm so excited.
Pamela Anderson gave $10,000 just to get it off of her fucking homepage.
That can only be obtained right here, and also only for a limited amount of time until the campaign ends. The absolute coolest reward of this campaign is the special box set we put
together. The way they're saying campaign. Oh, God. Heavy Hoff.
Hashtag Heavy Hoff.
Oh.
It looks like you get a vinyl. You get a pair of leather bracelets.
How are they affording to make all this stuff? With the profits from the Kickstarter?
I guess so.
The Kickstarter is not making the song. It's making this crap that you'll buy.
Yeah.
So where's the euro right now? Like, why is this affordable?
Well, they're all concerned about Brexit, Neil. They're not sure which way this is going to go.
You know what this is? This is their crowdfunding, the money that they promised David Hasselhoff for his participation in the song. So, yeah, we had to pay for, like, the strobe lights and the editor and stuff. So we don't have your cash, Dave.
Yeah. You know, my
Kickstarter.
My uncle...
We're going to raise some money to get the $4,000 for your first class ticket to fucking Dusseldorf or whatever.
Doesn't he live in Germany at this point? Like,
wouldn't
you leave? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would.
If you're the Robbie Williams of Germany, why would you leave?
My uncle suffered from Heavy Hoff.
If you suffer from Heavy Hoff, please call 973-4269.
Heavy Hoff what you get when you have too many cheeserburgers and booze?
I got a serious case of Heavy Hoff in D's Nuts.
Hey!
One retro synthwave version produced by the one and only Caleb Shomo, the singer of Beartooth.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the singer from Beartooth.
Beartooth.
and one unplugged acoustic version we've put together in the studio. Aside from all that, we added two brand new Q-Stack songs, an 8-page booklet with liner notes.
Eight-page booklet. That's not a booklet. That's a flyer with a staple.
Oh, no. Q-Stack.
Q-Stack. Have some respect.
We're dropping off the zine at coffee shops all around.
You will find our Q-Stacks.
Oh, and they're not German. They're Austrian, it turns out.
Ah, you know who else was Austrian?
Schwarzenegger. Yes, Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Did you see that they were formed? It's a guitarist and a lighting designer is the heart of this band. Like, not even, you couldn't even get a drummer. You just got the lighting guy.
More power to him. Let's go.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to read the comments, but a lot of them are in a foreign language.
Yeah, that's German.
Hallo, wie kann ich nur mean?
I'm learning that the word for email is the same in German.
Hey, I would like to back for the hoodie, but that is, at least not my understanding, a hoodie but a baseball jacket? And then Q-Stack responds with, yes, that is correct. Sorry for the misunderstanding.
It's a baseball jacket.
Unbelievable. I have actually contributed to donation funds like this and never gotten the physical rewards ever.
No?
Yeah. Wow. Gave up on it. Yeah. I don't 100%. Know. Yeah. I guess that's just part of the risk you take.
It's like, you know, I once donated to a Kickstarter, and then they made me the host of the show it was for.
The ultimate reward.
Yeah. I'm still paying it off.
Yeah. Then I had to go on the road for fucking 8 weeks.
All I got was a flash drive.
Yeah, too.
I got a coffee mug.
That's what they did with Kamala Harris. Do you guys know that?
Yeah,
that's really? She was a top donor? That's
top
great.
Top donor to Joe Biden, yeah.
Top donor. She siphoned it from the cops fund. That was the best I could do. The cops fund.
I can make fun of her because we're both biracial, so it's fine. Everybody else, keep your mouth shut about our that next cool. vice president.
I can make fun of her because she's a cop. we were talking a lot about Germany, even though the band was Austrian. But speaking of Germany, we talked about this, I think, a couple months ago, where Germany was doing a
That concert, right? That
they were doing a concert to test, and everyone was gonna track and see what happens with people. And it says the German study reveals. The German study where 1,500 people gathered in the city of Leipzig for a live performance from Tim Bensko. Fans in attendance were given respiratory face masks, fluorescent hand gel, and contract tracker transmitters, which determined the contact rates and contact distances of the individual experiment participants. So it's like they were able to kind of go in and map out where people were in the venue in real time.
Yeah, they were trying to contact. This is a fake COVID spreading.
Yes.
Concert. Yes.
And the study was conducted by scientists from Halle University. They offered the concert attendees contact trackers and critical contacts. Blah 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 blah. They're saying. The study reveals low to very low risk of COVID-19 spread at indoor gigs. If proper safety precautions are met, they are saying that there is no reason not to have indoor concerts.
This implies there would be mandatory masks, there would be hand sanitizers and things of that nature in order to make that work, which will never fly in the United States. You know, as much as you might want to go see Pavement or something, you're not going to be able to do that because there's never going to be a mask mandate in this country. Yeah. Never going to happen. They couldn't even.
But the
pull
venues
that off
themselves
in the World
can.
Series.
The venues themselves can have mask mandates. But the thing is, it's like this. And I read this article. It doesn't say what the capacity of that club was. Right. So even though they had a good amount of people there, that could have been a third of what and that's also the big problem is that even if stuff starts to open up and they do this style, they won't be able to. They still won't sustain. Like the ticket sales will either have to be, the ticket prices are going to have to be huge, yeah. or and sell out and like, you know, where's the incentive?
Yeah. Right. I mean, ticket prices should be huge. I mean, they're taking the biggest risk because they're like, you know, traveling to all these other venues and cities and, you know, they deserve to have that risk reward.
Or maybe it's like only, you know, only local bands play. And luckily we live in Los Angeles and, you know, local bands are like, you know, the Foo Fighters and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go see Foo Fighters and Honus Honus and
yeah,
twice a week.
Or,
yeah.
Or do that thing like Prince did where he just plays the Forum for a month instead of a week.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good idea.
That is one residencies. Of my biggest yeah. regrets is that I did not go to any of the Prince shows. At the
yeah.
I didn't either. They were like $20.
Yeah,
I know. Well, it was just one of those things that kept going and you're kind of, you have that idea. You're like, I'm sure like I'll end up going.
Yeah. You
know, like it's like, I'm sure like
eventually I'll do it.
Yeah. I was always kind of waiting for like a friend with like, it's like, hey, someone just bailed. Do you want to come with me last minute? I'd be like, yeah, sure. But I just never did. Also, never got super into Prince. And so, I always have a bit of like weird feeling when I'm at a show where people are singing along and going crazy for songs that I barely know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has, you know, he had a catalog that was so deep that even if you like loved Purple Rain, Revolution era Prince, there's still going to be songs you're not going to know because they were from the Cymbal era or they're, you know, from before the band and all that stuff. So it mm-hmm. would have been probably problematic for you to go in there and be the outsider. Would have been a problem.
Yeah.
I have an idea for how to fix concerts. So I just want to,
here we go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So you get the band, you set them up in the venue, one chair. You line everybody up 6 feet. You let one person in at a time. They get to go up to the bar, buy a beer. They get to go to a merch stand, buy one piece of merchandise.
Just one.
Sit in the chair. The band plays one song. You drink your beer, and then you leave. And they wow. do that for 100, 200, 300. Who knows? But you get yeah. one song.
Like, and this is...
Dealer's like choice, too. You don't get to volleyball. Pick the song.
No, no. Yeah. Every band plays the same song, and it's this song.
Down with the sickness?
Well,
hell yeah.
You can't argue with the moral.
Sorry.
So every band gets to add their spin on it. Like, I want to hear Best Coast version of that.
Yeah. I want to see Haim do that.
Yeah.
Ooh, wah,
and then it's just like volleyball. Yeah, rotate.
Yeah.
Come in, come out, do your thing, get your merch, go home.
Oh, did you guys know that David Hasselhoff did a cover of I Melt With You?
Yeah, I mean, I assumed he did.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe assumption.
All around your face, never really knowing it was always.
So it's the same song, but just with. Yeah.
Oh, there's that heavy hop.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's the same completely unremarkable music for Babysitters that I've known for 25
years. Neil was traumatized.
Come on. You really got to. And did you say, oh, wow, or did you say?
Oh, wow.
We are going to take a break for a song and an ad. And you guys are going to love this ad that we got cooking up, for you. The song is from our buds, been submitting since the get-go, live from the basement, from their Shel Silverstein inspired album, Where the Basement Ends, or Basement Begins. Shit. I kind of, yeah.
Well, Where the Sidewalk Begins. Ends.
Yeah. Where the Sidewalk Ends and Where the Basement Begins is their.
Okay.
Yes, that's already said Where the Sidewalk Ends, but there's albums called Where the Basement Begins, and this is the song Bloth from Live from the Basement. More Dave Schilling and Music Nath when we come back.
What you gonna do? Let me make it. Because you never know what might happen. Doesn't even matter.
I speak in secrets, just meaning the POV of the prefix, the deepest reaches from which I speak would compete with completed thesis. So she my squad, but get bored and say we lie. To keep it frequent and to breathe when we lie. See, I wonder what they see when she see in my eyes. And her, I see all I need till I die, but wait for it. My mama taught me to find a way for it. Pops taught me how to play for it. I got soul, but I know that he coming any day for it. Chase mine with the Gatorade. Shot the germ to the heavens, hit the fadeaway. Paint storyboard, small scenes become all things. Leaving one more, stop clean. Then cut it more. Who wanted more? Who wanted more? Instead of who are you and what you wanted for? What you done before? You done before? Only thing that matters is that you know what you done it for. We lie.
Make a song and try to make a way. Make a song, end up having to make a getaway. Get away. Get away from the lie. From the next lie. From the next lie. Pray for me. I swear it feel like he know I love the moves. Like he didn't already read the manual before I even stepped into the room. Made it by my creativity. The irony is the more enlightening my writings are brings you near to me. I heard about it, never seen it. The secret savior's home base, and I guess the base is on a need to know. Feel nervous every time I run. Every time I double time. Every time her edge says it's life. Try to play it safe, make a song and skate away. Soundtrack to the second streets and races, playing on replay. Lay a trail behind me that this thing can never take away. Remember where I came from like a hyphenated maiden name. Hold up, I thought I heard something. Looking over my shoulder like I stole something. My own shadow got me jumping stupid. My only advantage is that I know what it is and what it's doing. Can't hide forever, being modest with illuminating passages like I pulled a Scooby-Doo candelabra. It chase I rest like Benny on the sand lot. The other irony is when the fence falls, the chase stops. The chase stops. When the fence falls, the chase stops. Irony is the chase stops.
When the fence falls, the chase stops.
Shadows chasing shadows, demons fight with devils. Trying to add a little light, I can't fight forever. So I endeavor to write rods and steps to escalate the bass to a heightened level. Can't hide forever, can't run for long. Vetted tapes, set the tapes when we thought it wanted songs. Vetted artists when we thought it wanted features. Vetted singles, but beating it is what made it never leave us. It's watching, you know it's true. You can feel it right behind you when you go to move. The chase stops when the motion does, pause screen. But the moment you stop climbing, you fall in. There's nothing worse than nothing doing. So when you hear it slide, know it's something moving.
My own shadow got me jumping stupid. My only advantage is that I know what it is and what it's doing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey everybody, Cash here for MeUndies. MeUndies believes that your comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. You're a total badass, and what you should wear is only accentuate that fact. MeUndies truly believes in empowering self-expression. Their pledge for 2020 and beyond is called MeUndies Gives, an initiative that supports those who have systematic barriers to their self-expression. By shopping MeUndies, you support causes such as LGBTQ plus communities, mental health and well-being, and women's rights. Well, folks, what underwear are you wearing at this very moment? Does it feel like you're sitting in a heaven cloud? No. Should you reconsider? How much more fun would you be having right now if your undies were covered in pandas or sushi rolls? Don't you think you'd feel a little bit more like you? Here to talk about feeling like you, or just feeling you, is MeUndies customer Neil Mahoney.
That's me. Yeah.
Neil, welcome to the ad read. Now,
Thanks very much.
MeUndies offers classic colors to ridiculous prints. Now, you're more of a classic color sort of guy. You were telling us last time your approach to MeUndies. What did you do when you decided to get into MeUndies?
Well, as I did this morning, as I returned home from 2 weeks abroad, I cleaned house. And what I did with MeUndies was I cleaned house. I got rid of all my underwear and I bought 12 pairs of black-on-black MeUndies. This is before our sponsorship or anything. Like I knew this was good stuff. So I got black on black on black on black. And yeah, you can never tell when they're dirty, which is great. And, it's a pretty sleek look for a guy with a, questionable body.
I like the idea of just you opening up your underwear drawers and it's militaristic. It's almost like the North Korean army where it's just black on black on black, just regimented in rows. It's pretty great.
The key is you got to roll them. You can't fold them. You roll them so that the elastic band doesn't get stretched. So you roll them and then it's like tubes in the drawer. And it's like a daily dosage of MeUndies.
That's pretty cool. Well, MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. So you could go extra small on the left to 4XL on the right. And just depending on how you ate and drank last night, you got your own pick.
Yeah. Well, I need 3XL because I have huge holes.
MeUndies membership. MeUndies believes you and your butt deserve comfort inside and out, which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's really just a great way to love on yourself. Each month, replenish your basics with styles that are anything but basic. Styles that let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. Get that, Neil, right down to your core. You get discounted pricing, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. Love your butt and get the membership. Well, MeUndies has a great offer for the Jonah Radio listeners. Any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product, whether it be the black undies that Neil gets or the onesies that I get, for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your first 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/Jonah. Neil, what's that?
MeUndies.com/JONAH.
Yes, with an H. If you just do the A, you'll get John A's podcast deal, which may or may not be the same. Thank you so much for joining us, Neil. I don't think referenced any... North Korea came up. So we're getting better at this. We're learning not to bring people down when they listen to MeUndies, but it's taken us a while. Well... once again, you can go to MeUndies.com/Shona and get your 15% off plus free shipping. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show!
If I'm not... tugging on my ear to say goodnight to my grandma, I'm telling jokes with the other ladies. This is Carol Burnett, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
All right. Thank you so much, Carol Burnett, for that station ID. And thank you, Neil and Cash, for that wonderful MeUndies ad. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that. Chilling, you a MeUndies guy? You like the finer things in life when it comes to clothes?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't spend money on underwear the way that you would think. I probably should get into MeUndies because they make a wonderful, high-quality, durable product. And I am going through underwear like nobody's business, just like burning through it like Kleenex. So
yeah,
I need something that's not going to be blown out by my various bowel movements and farts and things of that nature. I need... high quality.
We already did the ad. We already did the ad, Dave. You don't have to do that.
Okay. Well, and never mind.
Unless you have, do you have your own code?
I buy Calvin Klein underwear. I do.
Oh.
I got nice stuff. Nice. But thank you, MeUndies, for supporting the podcast. It is. It's good.
All right. One last quick music news thing. Recently, an amazing person did a mashup. His name is William Maranci, and he did Mariah Carey and Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and All I Want for Christmas.
Oh no.
I love the idea of those bells, just like...
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. ominous.
Oh, here it comes.
You can see all those, like, nutcracker dudes with the bells in their hands.
This is incredible. I'm really happy this exists.
Yeah.
Honestly, like November 1st hit, and I was like so grateful that I did not have to drive to work every day because I didn't have to listen to the radio and hear Christmas music way too early.
Oh, yeah. At this point, though, I'm fine. Someone sent me their Christmas playlist. On Halloween, like on October 31st, and I said, how fucking dare you not wait a day? Wait,
get the fuck out.
Let me have my Halloween. Yeah.
Speaking of someone who works in retail, I want to sneak that into the playlist somehow. Because I think it will play at least once or twice before somebody goes, those aren't the words.
Yeah.
There's a whole holiday in between Halloween and fucking Christmas that we're just ignoring because there's no music.
Sounds like this is a future episode topic. What are your Thanksgiving jams? Like, we got to pick Thanksgiving jams.
Oh, let's go. Next week.
Yeah, it'll be called Die Hard is a Thanksgiving Movie, the music. when that day comes, we'll address it that day. But until that day, it is this day in music history.
I'm here to help you with your history report.
You guys are going to go back in time.
Gonna be honest, not a lot of good ones today. November 6, 1961, Jimmy Dean started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Big Bad John and number two in the UK chart.
The sausage guy or that actor?
The sausage king, Jimmy Dean. He was a musician and an actor and a sausage king.
He did it all. Same dude.
And a primetime variety show as well.
Yeah, let's see Jay-Z tackle that one.
Jay-Z, show me your sausage. Where's your sausage?
Well, yeah. You might own a lot of Manhattan real estate, but you don't own any sausages.
Yeah. What is we all know what the EGOT is. What does Jimmy Dean got?
Okay, so he is a sausage king, so that's an S. It's a good start. We can slot that in wherever we want. He probably won a Grammy, so that's a G.
Mm-hmm. I imagine he spent some time on the board, so he's probably got a Tony.
He definitely has an American Music Award, so that's an A. So we got a G, an A, and an S.
Oh, we'll figure it out some other time. On this day in 1972, right. November 6th, 1972, during a UK tour, Billy Mercia of the New York Dolls died after choking on his coffee after an overdose of a drug I've never heard of called Mandrax.
Wow.
It's like a James Bond villain's name.
Yeah, I was going to say that wasn't the Robert Blake in Mandrax in the 70s?
Is that like a, I mean,
and
I
that just sounds like code of like a, oh, like he died of, he choked on a guy's dick or something like that. Like,
yeah, it does.
He overdosed on Mandrax.
Yeah.
It's on that Mandrax.
It sounds like some sort of prescription pill, but I don't expect anyone to know whether or not that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look it up.
I'm not into that whole drug scene, guys. Not interested.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm straight.
Birthdays today. On this day in 1894, the inventor of the saxophone was born. Does anyone want to guess the inventor of the saxophone's name?
Jeffrey Saxophone.
See, I was going to say Arthur Xylophone.
Okay, there it is. Cash, you want to go?
Steve Sachs used to play first base for the Dodgers. Yeah.
So, so Cash got the last name right. The guy's name is Adolph Sachs.
Ooh. Oh, no.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, ah, was the only thing they added to it. You think at first it was saxophone, and then they're like, dude, you gotta put a vowel in there at some point.
Somewhere you gotta put that. On this day in 1948, Glenn Frey was from the Eagles, was born.
Icon. Legend.
Craig Goldie, guitarist of Dio, was born on this day in 1961.
Dio couldn't be here.
He couldn't be here. This is the best one, I think. On this day, 1964, Corey Glover from Living Color was born.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. Danny Glover's son.
Yeah, just the Cult of Personality and the Glamour Boys. And these are all classic songs.
Who's Cult of Personality about Mel Gibson?
Like Mussolini and Mel Gibson. I actually have a music history date for you, or thing, event that happened today.
Oh, nice.
Today,
I won't do the whole thing again, but yeah,
today
go for it.
In the year 2020, the band Creed said they might be getting back together. To me, that's history in the making right there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's history in the downfall of Canada.
The drummer said it in an interview, and Spin Magazine aggregated that news.
Who knew they broke up?
That's a fucking bummer. That's a bummer. 2020, huh? That's all. That'll be all the hot takes on Twitter. Creed's getting back together. 2020 can't get any worse.
Well, they heard that the new normal is selling out a third of a venue, so they're like, we can get back out there, man.
One of the highest selling American. They're Canadian, right?
Yeah.
No, that's you're thinking of Nickelback.
Oh, am I?
Creed, I believe, is American.
Yeah. Okay.
Come up with something so horrible. America.
Yeah, they're a very, very big, very popular band. That goes to show you that it's like you know, everyone's so surprised. It's like the amount of people that voted for Trump. I go, yeah, do you see what's popular in America? It's not a big surprise when Creed is one of the biggest bands we've ever, highest selling bands.
I just dumped them into Google just to see, just to verify. They're not even on the first three pages of Google. It's all the movie.
Good.
That might have been what got them back out there. Is like, we need to get our Google results up because Michael B. Jordan is smoking us.
I can just imagine, like, you go to Ticketmaster and it says Creed is coming to your town. And it's like, oh, God, I love that movie. Can't wait to get my popcorn, hang loose, watch my film with Michael B. Jordan. You get there and this stupid band is playing with arms wide open and you start throwing tomatoes at them.
I cried many times watching Creed. It's a good movie.
You always watch it on an airplane, though.
But you goddamn right I did. Sometimes I'll save it up just to go on a plane and watch a movie. The part that made me cry the most is when he was running and all the dudes in the ATVs are doing wheelies circling around him. I was like, I lost it for some reason. I thought it was a little
flashback to Hawaii there.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I didn't know anyone that had ATVs. No one had ATVs in Hawaii. It was expensive. Dirt bike, sure. But it is now time for Top Down Jams. Celebration of Neil's rental car. We came up with a whole segment of naming songs. We had people mention which songs they wanted, they thought were great, and we got some great responses. Kelsey on guitar says B.O.B. by Outkast. Phenomenal choice.
Yeah,
great song. Down, but that's like if you're going down the highway and you need something fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, as the person who suggested this, not the person who rented the car, but the person who suggested this, there is something about like a Top Down jam is you're definitely going to bother / entertain everyone around you at every stoplight. But so just, there's a little bit of putting on a show. There's a little bit of like the open world sort of situation of like, yeah, I'm out there and doing it. I think Bombs Over Baghdad is a great one.
Yeah. This is my choice is right here. This is when you're just getting going. You're pulling out of the driveway with your top down and it's a, and this is just fucking bumping.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're definitely out put there, footloose and fancy free if you're listening to this song.
Yeah.
Put the hammer down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
95 South, let's go.
I am buck ass naked, weeping, coming down from an Adderall high, and I'm eating
ice cream.
Oh, the tarts off, baby!
I'm eating a pint of ice cream, steering with my knees.
Why?
One of our friends, Francisco Ochoa, listener of the show, said this: "Born in '69" by Rock from the Crypt. I think that's a good.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a nice rocking. That's a good good one, I think.
That's good. I heard for whatever reason my phone tuned into Mark Hoppus's podcast, and they played a Rocket from the Crypt Halloween song.
Oh, nice.
Well, they got some good ones. I'm a big Rocket from the Crypt fan.
Feathers Kill said Goofy's Concern by Butthole Surfers, and I didn't know that one right off the top of my head. But that's a very good driving.
Sounds like an engine.
Yeah, no, that's a, that's.
That's a nice one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, of course, this one probably is the one most. I'm going to say this is the number one song, top down jam song played in when someone rents. A convertible. This is the song they queue up once they start driving out of the airport, and it's, of course. Of course, we all know the song Smooth, featuring Rob Thomas by Santana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I hope to be T-boned by a Mack truck.
yeah, this is what I want to hear when the lights go out in my brain. I just want to chime in. I got one that I really love, and this is mostly because of the movie Billy Madison is The Stroke by Billy Squier.
That's a good song.
Nothing pumps me up like a Billy Squier song, and this is the most absurd toxic masculinity song of all time.
Yeah.
This is my favorite thing. Now everybody. God damn. Have you heard? If you're in the game.
Well, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no. But isn't this song in every Adam Sandler movie?
No, it didn't show up in Hubie. I know that.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, it would be a bit.
Might have been in Uncut Gems if you pay it.
I want to know. It's did
just playing on a radio in a pawn shop somewhere?
The New York band named themselves after a collection of that song. Like The Strokes is just a bunch of covers of The Stroke.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that playlist on Spotify and be like, I came up with the best Strokes playlist of all time. It's so good.
This is one by Jesse at Jesse the Ref said, Steal My Sunshine by Len. Oh, yeah. And that's
I love this song. I'm not going to lie.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Hey,
Matt. It's very much of that time. You talk to Mark lately? It's very much of that time of 90s music where Smash Mouth, this band, it was like, this voice! Like, even like Rocket from the Crypt at certain points. Yeah. Hey, maybe we should. What if we had an alternative band too?
Well, and also that time in the 90s where it was just like, so what's your monologue before the song starts? You need a monologue in order to start this song. Yeah.
Sharon seems kind of down today. What's wrong with her? Well, I think she didn't get any butter tarts tonight.
butter tarts.
Another great one, of course, is Rock and Roll Star by Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the one, like, it's like you're still pulling out of your suburban street, and then you pull onto the main Broadway, and then...
Boom.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. It builds.
I like it.
Punch it.
Yeah. Someone also recommended this one. Soon I discovered that this rock
thing was true. I don't think
here's your 90s monologue, like, Cash.
Yeah, these like monologue talk ups. Like, how long does it take you to unpark your car?
This is from AJ Bratton. Requested this ministry song.
Oh,
Ramalama.
Jesus built my hot rod. No, That just will lead to dangerous driving, I think.
Yeah, I feel like that's a PCH song.
I feel that way about Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. That song is too rockin'.
Yeah.
That's how James Dean died.
Yeah, you're so much listening
to Sabotage.
A time traveler from the future gave him a Sabotage to listen to. He's like, this is blowing my brains out. And then he just drives into an embankment.
You're looking for those weird hills in Echo Park that you can launch the car over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the music video is so tied in with it. Yeah.
At the Historian says Reinventing Axl Rose, the acoustic version by Against Me.
Driving a truck, I guess.
That feels like if you're like kind of like you want to put down, you want to think about some shit.
Yeah. I thought that was Kenny Rogers the Gambler for a second. Yeah. No wind to hold.
That's a train song.
Yeah.
I think not the band. Yeah.
Sitting passively on a train.
Yeah.
What do I
think?
Yeah.
I think Apache Indian has one of the best Tough Down songs.
Dumb and Dumber. This isn't Dumb and Dumber, is it?
Yeah, the song Boom Shakalak. This is when like that the reggaeton voice like started to infiltrate American music.
They called me Mr. Boombastic.
Yeah, exactly. Shaggy voice.
Okay.
But it's and Neil, I think, topped it though. Yeah. With his choice.
I completely did it. I was driving down Falls Road outside of Baltimore. Foliage just going nuts, like orange and brown and everything, like leaves falling. We stopped at farm stands and bought fucking steaks and crabs, and I paid $10 for cashews. Like, it was awesome. And this is the song that we listened to as I was doing 100 miles an hour down Falls Road.
God, that would be amazing.
This loops.
It's so good, and it's like 5 minutes long. Like, it takes forever, and I was like, "Yeah."
This is the song that plays when I have my pants around my ankles and I'm chasing a large-breasted woman around England.
Exactly.
That's a Benny Hill reference.
Yeah, and that's what I was doing while I was driving 100 miles an hour down Falls Road.
You know they can't give you a ticket if you get pulled over listening to this.
No, absolutely
it's true.
Not.
Yeah, no.
You're having too much fun, sir. It's fine.
Yeah.
Carry on.
This is all right, then. Reverend. Maryland Police Department is pretty handcuffed that way.
But yeah, those are some of the other.
I want one.
Okay, sure. What do you want me? Well, I'll look it up. What do you want it? Or did you want to reveal it?
I've got it right here.
Well, okay.
It's the titular song. I heard this song when I was like 12 and went like, I need to get a car so I can drive to this song. And it is by Mr. Tom Cochran.
Yeah.
Life is a highway. Can't get away from it.
Travel on when there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand.
He's telling the truth all the way through this.
Is he though?
All right.
Yeah. It's very simple. It's very on the nose, but like, that's what Top Down.
You kept playing it like we had no idea what the song is. It's like hold on. It's
you guys got to hear this part.
Trust me, it gets so much better. It's just
that when he says life is a highway and you're on a highway, oh man,
yeah,
you're life like I'm on life. Yeah,
a little heavy on that mic. A little hot on that mic.
Sorry, Cash. Sorry, I got excited.
In the sense that you know, there are rules and regulations you must follow at all times, and there's a possibility of horrible calamity, physical and emotional. Life is a highway.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And you get killed by somebody just not paying attention on their cell phone.
Yep. Exactly.
And well, that is it for that segment. Good job, everybody. Good job.
Hooray. We got through another one.
We did.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm Lorenzo Lamas. And you're listening to Jonah Radio.
Hell yeah.
Ooh-ah.
Star of Renegade?
Lorenzo Lamas.
But that is it for our show. Thank you so much, Dave Schilling, for coming and hanging out with us. We had a really good time. Tell people where they can find you and your shit.
I'm not going to give out my address.
Give out your address.
at Dave _Schilling on Twitter. Check me out there. I'm trying to look at Twitter as little as possible. Mm-hmm. No more Twitter. And then I did a New Yorker Shouts and Murmurs essay. I really, really want you guys to read. It's about Austin Powers and the director Peter Bogdanovich. And I hope that you will read it to find out what the connection is.
That is a Venn diagram that intersects on me.
A circle.
Bogdanovich was my commencement speaker at my college graduation.
I can't believe you finished. You guys got to leave. Amazing.
He talked for a long time, and all I wanted was more stories about Orson Welles
sleeping on his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwing empty bottles at his head.
But thank you so much, Neil, for being on the show. Thank you so much, Cash, for being on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Dan Engler, our associate producer for this show, and our social media maven. Thank you to Dana Lechtenberg. If you want classic Dana Lechtenberg designs of the old artwork for the show, go to merchtable.com/JonahRadio. If you want your music played on the show, go to send it to us. Bandcamp link is the best way. We like it. That's JonahRadio, RAYDIO @gmail.com. And then follow us on the socials and tell us what we're doing wrong for the most part. The opening song is from Toys That Kill. And this last song we're going to play, I was building up the whole time. It was the guy from this band sent those. And then that's how he greased the wheels. That's the payola for Jonah Radio, is sending us station IDs. But his band is the Altar Boys. This is a song of theirs called Mind Your Business, Charlie Brown. Thank you so much for tuning in to Jonah Radio. See y'all next week in the New World Order.
Put your finger at me. I'll bend it back or tell it, please. You gave me your opinion. Well, here's my guarantee. You think it knows where it's not supposed to be. Surprised when it gets broken. I'll wait at the door, or you'll be meeting Mr. Flower. Lame-ass stories, half-ass theories, I can't take them all. You stick your nose where it's not supposed to. Don't be surprised when it gets broken.
This is Rivers Cuomo, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.